Chronicles. I have not done a fucking audio joint in like a minute. I did my little taste with the videos and shit. That shit was cool, but sometimes I just don't like being on camera, but it makes it better for like my facial expressions and shit. It makes shit a little bit more funnier. But fuck that, I'm back. How y'all been? So of course I'm not talking about, well, I'm gonna talk about two things today, but the first thing I'm gonna talk about is this motherfucking coronavirus, because it's driving me the fuck crazy. And I guess I just want to go over like my conspiracy theories and what's going on and how I feel from my point of view. First of all, I'm about to slip my fucking wrist because I'm ready to go out. And I'm not, the funny thing is, I'm not even a extrovert. Like, I'm an introvert. I love staying in the house. But I love having the freedom to go to and from where the fuck I want, when the fuck I want. So this shit is driving me insane. This can never happen again. So, first things first, I'ma just get to the nitty fucking gritty. This shit was created in a lab, and this is an attack. And the U.S. knew about it a long time ago, and they failed us, like, great. It's probably, I wonder if it's a cure for this shit. I'm not sure if it's a cure. I know for sure that I think it's a cure for AIDS, because Magic Johnson, how the fuck are you still alive? No shade. I'm glad he's still alive, but how? You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, I think this shit was man-made, created in a lab in China, and Trump was talking shit or something. They got mad and was like, you know what? I got something for that ass, because I cannot, for the life of me, well, you know what? I do know why the numbers in the U.S. are higher than any other fucking country, because we don't follow fucking directions, including me. You know what I'm saying? Like, dick was essential for me the first part of this lockdown, so, hey. But yeah, like, let me know what the fuck I'm talking about. Today is actually 420, 2020. Let me check the statistics as of today, because the shit is rising every day, and I do look at it every day. So, in PG County, where I live at, there's 3,300 cases. Wow, that's fucking crazy. When it first started, it went from like 70 to fucking 3,000. And Merlin, 12,000 cases. Yeah, almost 13. And the United States, 786,000 cases, almost 787,000 cases. And worldwide, I'm tongue twisted as a motherfucker. My bad, y'all. I have not done this in a minute. But worldwide, it's 2.4 million. That's fucking crazy. With 167,000 deaths and 639,000 people recovered. That's worldwide. United States, it's been 42,000 deaths and 71,000 people have recovered. So, back to what I was saying. This was made in a lab, and I need them to get the vaccine. Or, like, my thing with the government and everybody, like, what the fuck is the plan, y'all? What's the plan? Are y'all gonna give us vaccines? I'm pretty sure they're testing shit. All I keep hearing about is we not having enough tests to test people. What? Okay. These people still got to be treated. People are still fucking dying. Like, what the fuck is the solution? Because it's going to drive me fucking insane. And everybody else in America and worldwide, if we have to be locked down during the motherfucking summer, we're actually fucking, we should be grateful that this shit didn't happen in the summer, because we would be one pissed motherfuckers. And another thing, your fucking bill in the house for the air conditioning would be sky fucking high, because all you're doing is staying in the house all day. So this is actually, for something fucked up like this to happen, it's not a bad timing. It's bad timing, but it's not. It could be way worse. You know, summertime when all the shit get popping. And I didn't already bought a lot of outfits, so you know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, that wouldn't be a good look. So that's that on the corona. Now, I want to talk about relationships in this quarantine shit, because I've heard a lot of people talking, seeing a lot of shit on social media, things like that, people complaining, quarantine is either doing three things. It's either bringing you closer together with your partner, or it's driving you apart. You hate every fucking body you live with. Or I heard a lot of people are going through breakups and divorces. So that's not cool. But I can see how that shit happen. When you're not home with somebody every day and you're stuck in the house with them all the time. God, I feel sorry with people with kids. I know them kids driving y'all the fuck crazy. Y'all ready to send them the fuck back to school ASAP. But guess what? School's out for the rest of the year. So yeah. I don't have any advice. Actually, I do have advice for relationships in quarantine. So, my advice for the quarantine is to basically, well, for the people that's in marriages and shit, and y'all ready to get a divorce, because y'all sick of looking at each other every day, I really don't know what to tell y'all. Y'all probably most likely been had issues before the fucking quarantine, and this just make it better. Work that shit out, or go ahead and file them papers when the court's open. People who are in relationships in quarantine, so you have people that are together, lucky y'all, fuck y'all, and the people who are separated from the quarantine, I feel for y'all. I know y'all miss y'all boo, whatever, and unfortunately, I'm sure that this quarantine shit might be causing a little bit of problems in relationships too, because you know, sometimes when you don't see a person, you just seeing them every day, shit just be, I don't know, like you just be restless, I don't know. Yeah, I don't have too much more to say about that. I'm just tired of staying in the fucking house, and I just feel like I hate to like put it on a podcast, and so I can remember this shit. Like, I'm gonna go back to this a year from now and listen to this shit and be like, wow, we was fucking quarantined in the house for like damn near 2 months, and shit was real out here. Like the not being able to go in a grocery store without wearing a mask. Just the way they have the grocery store set up, like one way in, one way out. Like, y'all, I went to fucking Sam's the other day. It took me 35 minutes to get in that bitch. Then when I got in the bitch, the fucking line was all the way to the back of the store. Do you know I left the fucking cart in there with all the food? I wish I would have waited in that damn line.